They look stronger than they did this time last week, and certainly this time 3 months ago. At the beginning of the year, we were in a position where the opposition was saying, why is it that Britain's the only country that's had a run on a bank? You've had Northern Rock. It took you months to get around to doing that. Now we're in a position where it's obvious that Britain isn't the only problem in the world with a problems with its banks. And Brown, who earlier in the year was looking quite slow to react, that led to the charge of dithering, which we heard constantly from the Tories for the first 6 months. But in recent weeks, he's acted fairly decisively over Bradford and Bingley, over HBOS, and then this package that came out yesterday. There was some criticism that he should have done it on Monday morning instead of Wednesday morning. But overall, the appearance in the last few weeks has been of a government that is on the front foot. And that has been reflected in the opinion polls too. The Tories are still well ahead, but in recent weeks there's been signs that government's moving up again.
Where does this leave the Tories? Because they've had to change their view of what the government needs to do. And they've also said that they'll support the government as it needs to take drastic action for drastic times.
I think at the time of any national crisis always presents problems for an opposition. Although people are cynical about politicians, when the chips are down, people still expect government to do the right thing, and they look to government. Government dominates the news agenda too. And the Conservatives have had difficulty establishing a consistent message. They were sort of opposed to Northern Rock nationalisation, but in the last few days they've been actually more gung-ho about part nationalisation of the rest of the banks than the government has. So there's a problem of consistency. There's a problem of trying to get into the news story. When a story is this big, people frankly say, well, you know, what does it matter what the opposition has got to say? And there's also a long-term strategic problem too, because David Cameron for a long time had an economic policy which was based on sharing the proceeds of growth and a political strategy that said, vote for me and I'll fix the problems of the broken society. We now know there are no proceeds of growth to share, and it's obvious that the main problem facing Britain isn't the broken society, it's the economy.
We could all share that recession together.
Yes, that's exactly.
I mean, will the Tory support for the government extend to, you know, as we've just been hearing, the public finances are in an even more parlous state after this intervention this week? You know, there's going to have to be tax rises and or spending cuts.
That's a good question, and we don't know. It was interesting watching the Conservatives yesterday, because they were quite supportive, but they did want to leave what people in Westminster refer to as wriggle room, just in case things go wrong. They were adopting a much more critical line about city bonuses. They were saying, asking for an explicit guarantee that if the government does take shareholdings in these banks, that people in executives in banks that have failed won't get bonuses this year. And that's not something that Brown was prepared to commit to. He doesn't want to send out an anti-business message. They haven't sat down and thrashed out the detail of any of these agreements with the banks anyway. So he didn't want to be committed on that. Overall, George Osborne and David Cameron were trying to give the impression that they are sort of pretty much on board for all of this.
I mean, Gordon Brown said yesterday in making the announcement that, you know, we're going to have to put dogma to one side and think the unthinkable almost. And that is the case, isn't it? I mean, you know, where does this leave the relative positions of the parties? Because, I mean, nationalising the banks is just extraordinary.
Well, if you have a right-wing Republican administration in the US nationalising, leading the way, then people are going to have to tear up the sort of mental political map they've been working on for the last 50 years and start again.
Is that putting it too strongly?
We don't know. What's not clear to me, and I think any other observer, is whether in a few years' time the banking system, the financial system, will have reverted to norm, or whether, as I suspect, then much more fundamental changes to the way that banking and capitalism operates will be in place. They probably will. It doesn't mean that the Conservative Party has become a party that signed up to wholesale public ownership of everything, but it means that the old days of loads of money, greed is good, 1980s Thatcherite sort of unbridled capitalism are gone, and I don't think we'll see the Conservative Party embracing that again.